realize that as I'm doing this, I really forget a lot of things. And so later on that I start to remember, so I'm going to sort of scan as I go along. Hopefully that'll sort of spark my memory. It's been a long time since, it's been about a year since I really looked at the text of the book. Usually you do first the research and then, which is a lot of work, it's a lot of correlation. I mean, this book is as many pages as is this book, that's how much you end up with research. And so one good thing about computers, well, there's a few good things about computers, but when it comes to first of all traveling with a library, it makes it very easy. You've got the library and this small thing, which otherwise, I remember in days of yore when I used to have a whole trunk of books. Thousands of books inside that little thing. It's mystic. Mm-hmm. Mystic how they do. And also then to just start researching and going with keywords. Mother Yashoda, Damodar Leela. Start correlating all of these things. I mean, picking up more relevant. Correlating them, going through all of these things, and of course there's Acharya's commentaries, there's passages from Adishastra that describe the Leela, in the preface I sort of describe the procedure, and then I go back to Srimad Bhagavatam, to the verses, and I break each verse up into its individual points, what Shukadeva Goswami said. And of course, Srila Prabhupada's commentary, but the points, and then start correlating, or everything from the correlation based on what they say about those different points, like, when Lord Sri Krishna saw his mother stick in hand. So a lot of people say a lot of things about Krishna seeing his mother, the stick in hand, what kind of stick it is, how she was, where she was, how she was moving with it, and then all of that ultimately you have to put into some kind of prose and make it work. And then of course that's the writing part, rough writing, rewriting, sometimes consultation is there about certain points. There are some very complex philosophical points here which I really didn't get into in real depth, because I was very conscious to make this book manageable, and I was trying to think about children at the same time. This is a nice book for children, so that they could also read it. But there are then there's philosophy and resolving philosophical books, and then following up on those, what do not in relationship to this Leela, where do you find it somewhere else, and then it goes to editing, and editor, and going back and forth with editor. In the back, I have a Damodara Ashtakam, which you may want to use for a translation. I've always not been very happy with the actual Damodara Ashtakam translation that we often read out. It's a little verbose, a little redundant in certain areas. Ran after him from behind. I mean, where do you run after someone behind? Do you run after someone in front of him? She ran after him from behind with a stick and caught him because she was running with greater speed. You don't catch anyone if you're going at a slower speed. So, but just to give you an idea, no, I can't remember, but I think we went back and forth on that translation 30 odd times. I was trying to follow in the footsteps of Ernest Hemingway, for whom the bell tolls, for whom the bell tolls at the end. He said he had to, he rewrote the last part, I forget the exact number. Someone knows, someone in literature, American literature, if you want to call what Americans write literature. Oh, sorry, Joe. And he's my favorite author, Hemingway, he's his style. And so he said that he rewrote it, say, about 60 times. He rewrote the end of the book. And someone said, why did you do that? And he said, I just had to get it just right. So it's not, it isn't like you just sort of sit down and Krishna's sitting and you said, all right, take dictation and don't change anything. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work that goes along with it. And then after that goes to proofreading. This book was proofread by Ananda Chaitanya. And surprisingly, the editor was very pleased with what he was doing. And it gets laid out, and artwork goes in, and then the layout has to be checked, and that has to ultimately be gone over, and then it goes to the printers. And it all takes lots of time. So I forget sometimes the way they ask, well, you wrote this and this in this book. So I did. I can't remember that. And I'm not going to really go over all the things that we've done earlier, but I'm just really going to continue. And the pastime here continues at Krishna having broken the pot. We read yesterday, being very angry, biting his reddish lips with his teeth, Krishna, with false tears in his eyes, broke the container of yogurt with a piece of stone. He then entered a room and began to eat the freshly churned butter in a solitary place. Now, Mother Yashoda, after taking down the hot milk from the oven, returned to the churning pot, and when she saw the container of yogurt was broken and that Krishna was not present, she concluded the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. There's no one else there. Okay, let's continue from there. Om Gyanatinandasya Gyanandasya Chakshirudhinandiyana Tasmaya Shri Gyanandasya Jaya Shri Vishnu Chaitanya Pramanikananda Shri Vidgaradha Shiva Shri Guru Bhakti Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.